We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Where was that talk last year with this team when he went out and he signed Ryan Graves and he signed Chris and he signed Erik Karlsson and he brought back or traded for Erik Karlsson and he brought back Tristan Jarry? It's like he got here and he thought, I've got Sidney Crosby and Mike Sullivan.
The previous guy screwed a lot of things up. I'll fix them.
Yeah,
that's really it. He thought like, hey, Ron Hextall and Brian Burke as a power duo made such a mess of this. I can extricate
them
from this
mess. He got a reality check when they missed the playoffs this season.
Yes. So you think you're going to be the savior because you just think that, like, no way could it be as bad as it looked from the outside, and you found out it was.
I don't know about you. Don't you, at least this is my thought, I think less of him for having to change his mind on a team so quickly. His objective analysis of the Penguins when he took over is that different than where he is now just one season later?
I do. Well, given what's said publicly, the only grace I would give him is I wonder how often we hear the whole truth and nothing but the truth from these guys publicly. Like, if he was thinking, oh, yeah, we can turn this team into a winner right away, I just wonder how much of that is brave talk.
But he did, though. He brought Karlsson in.
No, I know. I wonder how much of the opinion he shared publicly about how close they were is just good talk to put a good face on it.
I know, but his actions backed up that he thought they were close. He made a win-now move with Karlsson for that team. If he just said those things last offseason and then went out and signed Anthony Beauvillier and Kevin Hayes or trade for Kevin Hayes, I would agree with you.
Well, to be fair, now you are not the GM of the team, and I am only doing this as a thought exercise. You have changed your opinion on where they're at, right? You
yes.
did the 20 win shares. You also had them winning the whole thing last year.
Yes, I know I did.
Now, the difference is you were not being paid $5 to $6 million to run the team.
Right.
But other than the fact that he is, and I know he should have a much higher understanding
you know
of what he's dealing with.
I actually do have a different opinion than him on what I would do right now.
What
I think
be?
as long as I have Sid, Malkin, and Letang and Karlsson now under contract, and I can't get out of those deals because they're not waiving their no movement clause, so I'm stuck with them. I might as well try to win with them. And I would say back to that too. I would probably go out of my way to avoid. Well, you know what I would see. It is difficult. It is tricky. I would have gone to those guys, I think, and said, Brian Rust and Raquel, especially, can you waive your no movement clause? At least try. If they say no, well, then you are stuck. But my understanding is that they didn't even go to these guys. They didn't even go to Erik Karlsson and say, "Are you willing to waive your no movement clause?" No, I was about to say maybe I would have just like gone willy nilly and thrown caution to the wind and gone for it again, but. I do feel like they're far enough away where just stapling a couple of guys in their 30s onto this team would not have made enough of a difference. So
they're in hell right now.
Yes. They're in purgatory is where they are, Chris.
Closer to hell, though, because I think you're in purgatory long enough probably feels like you're in hell, and that's where I think they're going to be for a while. They made the. These are all consequences. These are like I've said this a bunch on the air for some reason lately. These are all downstream consequences of decisions made multiple years ago. And now you're starting to see this is what it's going to look like. And do I think less of him to go back to your original question here or to your kind of respond to your original statement? Do I think less of him because he's changed his opinion of this team so quickly? If he genuinely did think he was walking into a situation that he could turn around, no, I actually don't think. I think more of him that he is willing to change because I think in his position, highly paid, presumably powerful GM, guy in demand, to be able to admit that I might have misevaluated something, I'm not going to sink more cost into that, I actually respect at that level. The sunk cost fallacy bites a lot of teams and a lot of executives. And if he is, after 1 year, saying, yeah, I'm not going to even like hint at the idea that we are victims of an historically bad power play, I respect that.
I get that, but don't you think also that he, because there's this illusion out there that he's such a great GM, that Penguins fans thought he would be able to move just one... like would be able to move more than just one bad contract. When the offseason started, I honestly think a lot of Penguins
Miracle
fans
worker.
Thought that he would be able to either rid himself of Ryan Graves or Raquel or Jari and get a lot of money off the books to actually do something today. That may, his big quote from the draft, not today, was we need to become a younger and hungrier team.
But
in no way whatsoever have they become a younger and hungrier team.
Do people usually associate younger and hungrier with big free agent move? Because you said it, usually guys don't hit free agency when they're really, really young. You're getting a guy who's probably 28, 29.
Yeah.
That's not young anymore in NHL terms.
Yeah.
When I heard him say, maybe you and I interpreted it differently. When I heard him say, we've got to get younger and hungrier, I honestly thought of the kind of way like they brought up dudes in 2015, 16 once Sullivan got here.
Okay, so why block him with the Kevin Hayeses of the world and people like that, Chris?
I mean, that goes, I think younger and hungrier is the plan, but it's down the road. And getting a guy like Hayes, I'm telling you, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that guys like that are here to help them in some way tacitly tank.
Then take them to, well, how much can you tank though when you have Sidney Crosby on your team? Can you five or six worst teams in the NHL where you're in the lottery for the number one pick?
They were flirting with being one of the 10 worst for a while last
I know,
year.
But then they turned it on the last 20 games and made us think if they had a competent power play, they actually would have been
is
good.
Is it guaranteed that A, their goalie is going to get hot like Ned did? Is it guaranteed that Malkin and Letang aren't just going to end up being lost to injury? Is it even guaranteed? Is it
likely? Well, that's the one thing. Those guys were very, very healthy last year.
Is it a guarantee that Crosby will play
Malkin
well?
Malkin played 82. Carlson
Close.
Played 82.
Like, you can squint and see how this could get away from them pretty quickly this year. You could, I think.
I agree. I don't know what I didn't have high expectations for today, but I think it's actually the way it's played out, and now that it's happened, that bums me out.
Because it's a reality setting in?
Yeah, it's just
the party's over.
Yep. Yeah.
Hangover starts now.
Mm-hmm.
Get the ibuprofen.
I will say again, though, you are in a situation where your team probably can't win a Stanley Cup, and you do have one of the greatest hockey players on your team who is still not yet looking like he has passed his prime.
So that
is a silver
great,
lining
yes.
to the situation that they find themselves
but
in.
But it also
right now.
Makes the situation worse, does it not? Because you can't win it. The first sentence makes the second sentence worse. You have the all-time great, but the fact you can't win a cup with him as currently constructed or as constructed in the near future is kind of a bummer. Like, is it all that dissimilar from what the Blackhawks faced after they won their third cup and they had to break it all down and it got ugly? Kane was still there.
No, what they needed to do, you're right. What they needed to do was they needed to sit down with Sid a number of years ago and say, look, we want you to be one of these one franchise guys. We will pay you accordingly. We will do whatever you want. But there's just one thing we can't give you, and that's keeping Malkin and Letang around long term. Everything else you can have.
We'll try to tailor the team the way you want it with guys we acquire, but we cannot. You got to pick one of those two.
Yes, we're not going to commit.
But here's the
problem. We're not going to go 6 years and 4 years with guys that are in your age group and are not going to mature the way that you have
here's
into
the
your
problem.
Late 30s.
Here's the problem with that. The one problem I see. Now, they could have made him make a choice and maybe he would have made it. You know who I think he would have chosen to keep? Malkin. Because I think he really...
No, I said you let both go, but you're saying if
both?
It was...
Well, if you put him to the choice that we can't keep them both, like I thought you meant like you have to pick between one of them, we have to break up this trio, I think he would have elected to keep Malkin.
Dubas said at the end of the clip that we just played there from less than an hour ago that the plan is for them to be a contender by the time... to be a contender before Malkin and Crosby's or Malkin and Letang's contracts are
Malkin's
up.
Got two more years.
Yeah, and that Letang has four.
He's talking out of an orifice that usually doesn't speak there. Cause I just don't see how they're a contender in the way he has laid out they want to define themselves, i.e. we don't just sneak in, we're a real threat in 2 years. Where are the moves that are going to facilitate that? It's not, you can't go and like say like you could in, say, football. They could have two great drafts in a row. We know the NHL draft, A, this year wasn't a great class. I know the next two I've seen on Twitter people saying they're good classes. How many guys, even from a good class in the NHL draft, affect a team right away? Maybe 10 to 15?
And it's not like they've got big money coming off the books after this year that's going to free them up to make some kind of move. Sid's contract is up, but you'd think he's going to either sign for 8.87 or maybe even get more. He's worth more if he wants it. Other guys that are going into the last year of their deals are Nieto making less than $1 million. Lars Eller making 2.45. He's not a problem. Drew O'Connor making less than $1 million.
The guys who are still here for a long time are all making good money.
Pettersson's,
but you want him. But you want Pettersson.
Want him.
And the price of the brick went up with him.
With all the defensemen that
signed
today.
Are you finding this from Cap Friendly, which is going to be Shutter tomorrow?
I made sure I printed a hard copy of it because Cap Friendly is not going to be around tomorrow.
Which is BS.
Yeah, the Capitals.
They're not going to be a contender by the end of Malkin's 2 years. Letang's got four, right?
Yeah, Letang has four.
Okay, they have an outside chance, I think, of being a contender again by the last year of Letang's deal. But that's all I would concede here.
You know what else would have made me feel better about Dubas in their long-term direction? Is if he would have been able to find a home for Jari. Because then I would have felt like GD, he really is a guy that is a wheeler and dealer and can find a way to talk an Eskimo into buying ice if he would have been able to make a move like that.
I wonder if, though, like, because he's this young boy genius GM, we know a lot of the GM deals that go down are like the old boys club, you know, Rutherford. Hey, can I interest you? And, you know,
yeah,
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. And then that deal gets done.
Yeah, but I also think agents can move things along. And you'd think that Tristan Jari's people would want him to get a fresh start someplace else, too. You think his
especially if what
prerogative
people,
is to be here? You think his number one choice is to be a Penguin?
No, because
this
I
season?
Think the fact that they actually acknowledge that they were not that they acknowledge, but that like it came out in the wash from sources that they were looking to deal him means he lost his most important backer, which was Sullivan. So no, I would imagine he wants to be somewhere else, especially if he agrees with the outside perception from like hockey insiders that it's the Penguin style that lets him down and not the other way around.
So overall, give me like a word to describe what happened today.
New normal, two words. New normal. Expected, if you want one word.
How about sucky?
Very eloquent of you.
You like that one, Donnie?
Yeah, that's actually one I understand.
You don't understand new normal?
No, I do.
I was going to say here, we've got problems.
Sometimes it turns into human thesaurus time, and I'm just out to lunch back here.
Milk toast? MILQUETOAST?
I'm familiar.
Yeah.
Bevilier, Greslick, Hayes, and Joseph, although I guess I was about to say out, but
they still say
the door is open there.
Well, but what does that, hold on, what does that tell you if he's out there, they didn't make him a qualifying offer, right, as a restricted free agent, and he's still out there? What's it tell you about the way the rest of the league might view him?
True. Now, they didn't get, like, the head start to talk to him
still
and figure out what he is compared to the other guys that have been unrestricted.
Sure.
They've known that since
before the season started. If he became available and you thought, teams obviously are familiar with him, and if they felt like there was something there that the Penguins hadn't tapped into.
I don't disagree with you on that.
There'd be an offer out there already.
I don't disagree with you on that. That it shows you how the league values or looks at P.O. Joseph,
which
is not very high.
Which, hold on, and what have you and I, to be fair, said about him? We like the way he looked the last 15 games.
Yep.
So maybe the league is saying, you guys have
we
lowered the old expectations. Or it was fool's gold, or man, you've really dropped your expectations for what's good and bad. Yeah, I don't know. It's a huge, it is a bummer, man. I mean,
what's next, Chris?
More of this. Like, more stuff in the margins. I think people are waiting.
But what's next? Like, you can't trade Sid. You're going to re-sign Sid here. We don't know how much he's going to get.
I think things play out. The only thing I could imagine that would happen is somehow Malkin, of his own volition, gets disgusted enough with everything that he just wants to play his like last 2 years, I guess, somewhere else, and they complete some sort of insane blockbuster. But who wants Malkin at that point?
See, I actually think if they had asked him to waive his no movement clause and he said, yes, I don't need to be here, I think absolutely someone would have taken that contract.
Yeah, his number isn't that bad, actually.
It's 6.1 million, and he did score 27 goals and had 67 points. Given some of the silly money that was given out today, there would have absolutely been a market for him. That's not an immovable contract. An immovable contract is Ryan Graves, 5 more years, $4.5 million per season. That's immovable.
Can they, like, do a deal that seems like a minor deal, but we always heard about those poison pill contracts where they secretly slip in, by the way, you're taking Ryan Graves, too? Just maybe like write that into the last line.
But it's just like the Carlson deal. San Jose laundered all those bad contracts, but it's like, hey, take this gigantic contract off our hands. We know we can't win. We're very content to be one of the worst teams in the NHL. It's easier for us to do that without Erik Karlsson.
Penguins,
it was a marriage
content,
of convenience.
And the Penguins aren't content to be one of the worst teams, according to their GM.
They wouldn't make the opposite of the Erik Karlsson trade at this point, where they...
It's amazing how bad Graves is and how badly that one deal right there is going to screw them up. Same, like,
that's why I don't have, that's why I'm not enamored with, or that's why I'm not confident in Dubas, Chris.
Well, he owns that. He has to own that move. It was his big splashy thing. Here, I'm going to bring in this guy. They had him. Everything I heard from people after Charlie Gorgeous told us he sucked, Graves did. Everything we had heard that was supposed to be positive was this guy will be a real stay-at-home defenseman and what have you. And then everything I actually heard about him in practice was he's actually a puck mover who wants to get up and down the ice. So they just signed a guy for premium money.
Misevaluated him.
Can't, you know, put square peg round hole and made sure that they put a no movement in there.
Just go through the guys who are on the team right now who have been brought in by Dubas.
Mm-hmm.
Bunting, good.
Good. Potentially very good.
Bevilier, I would argue, not good.
I think
he played for three teams last year.
I will say this again, for anyone that hasn't been up on Anthony Bevilier since he was busy with the Islanders beating the Penguins' brains in, he played for both teams that played each other in the first round of last year's playoffs.
Kevin Hayes.
Bad.
St. Louis.
Old, slow,
said,
and
here,
bad.
We don't want him, so we'll give you a draft pick to take him.
Yep.
Noel Acciari, he was hurt last year.
Incomplete.
But I'd say not looking good.
Not arrow pointed down.
Lars Eller, good.
Good.
So there's two.
Yep.
Matt Nieto, bad, never played.
Yep.
Ryan Graves,
atrocious,
horrible.
All-time bad.
Tristan Jarry, really bad. Alex Nedeljkovic, good. So that's three out of eight or nine deals.
And in the Bunting deal, that was, I give him credit for getting Bunting and identifying a guy that was something they needed, but that was, again, a deal done where you sent Jake Guentzel out of town.
Yeah.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.